Well, I guess the best way to sum up this month's programme would be with three little words, namely, a mammoth May mixture. Hello again, this is Alan Ashton with a mixture of sounds and recordings, old and new, and what better way to commence the show with a march, the triumphal march from the opera Aida, played on the Versi organ by the Welsh wizard himself, Byron Jones. Triumphal March from Aida, played there by Byron Jones on his Versi Scala with the recent addition of the Hauptwerk sound system and the glorious sounds of the Salisbury Cathedral Father Willis organ. That track really does take you by surprise, coming as it does after the preceding tracks which feature the more usual Scala sounds. Anyway, it's just one of 18 tracks from Byron's latest CD titled Strictly Taboo, which is the usual eclectic mix of items old and new, and several, I guess, are ones in his current concert programme. Anyone who knows me will expect me to home in on tunes that are rarely, if ever, heard, and certainly Byron has come up trumps with things like The Banner Man, which sounds very much like Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs, but was in fact a 1971 hit for Blue Mink, a British five-piece pop group of the 70s. The title track itself is Taboo, which comes from the 1930s film of the same name and was composed by Margarita Liakona. There's some very nice ballads, such as More Than Love, which was recorded by Ken Dodd, and of course is based on the Beethoven Sonata Pathétique, To Make Me Feel Your Love by Bob Dylan, If I Never Sing Another Song, one of the loveliest versions being that by Shirley Bassey, and this next one, My Buddy, written by Walter Donaldson back in 1922, and which Byron now plays in unashamed theatre organ style. My Buddy. My Buddy. So there we are, just two contrasting tracks from Byron Jones, the Welsh Wizard's latest CD, Strictly Taboo, available from MSS Studios or, of course, at any of Byron's concerts or festival appearances. And belated but happy birthday to Byron for last month. I won't divulge how many candles were on the cake, but it were a lot. Not as many as on mine, though. Talking of birthdays, I was reminded of a very famous organist when Radio Devon recently celebrated their 30th birthday. For it was Dudley Savage who broadcast the famous ABC Theatre Royal Compton organ, initially on the BBC West of England Home Service, with his long-running programme As Prescribed. It commenced in June 1948 and was a live one-hour programme of requests for hospital patients. After about 20 years of broadcasting, the BBC, in their infinite wisdom, decided to cancel the show in September of 1968. A petition of some 43,000 signatures was then sent to the BBC, and 3 months later, the show was back on the air again. And better still, it was transferred to Radio 2 so that everyone could hear it, and it continued to be enjoyed by countless numbers of listeners of all ages right up to 1979, when the BBC pulled the plugs for the last time. Dudley Savage, MBE, passed away on November the 25th, 2008, but he left behind some beautiful recordings, such as this extract from one of his broadcasts.
This is the West of England Home Service. Prescribed, our weekly programme of request items for patients in hospitals and at home. Once again, the programme is introduced and played by Dudley Savage at the organ.
And a very good morning to you, and welcome to our Sunday morning breakfast time programme of requests, coming to you as usual from Plymouth. And here in this part of Devon this morning, the weather hasn't quite made up its mind what it's going to do. We've already had a little rain, some showers, and more to come, I imagine, and some bursts of sunshine as well, so it seems to be a good old mixture. Well, from now until 5 to 9, when the man from the Met Office comes along with his specialised views on the weather, I've a large number of postcards to answer and an equally large pile of music on the organ console.
Smiling Through, That Lovely Weekend, Jeepers Creepers, You'll Never Know, and I'll String Along With You. Remembering not only the artistry of Dudley Savage, but the sound of that very distinctive Compton organ, complete with a fully working mellotone unit. The organ has since been removed, but I've no idea of its whereabouts or of its future right now. Another famous broadcasting organist of those days was Doreen Chadwick, who I understand has not been enjoying the best of health in recent times. Although she was never accorded a series of organ broadcasts such as those by Dudley Savage, she nevertheless was one of the most popular and prolific broadcasting organists of those memorable BBC days. So let's remind ourselves of her special style of playing and at the same time wish her speedy recovery. This is Beautiful Love, which she recorded on the Christie organ that used to be in the Regal Cinema in Edmonton. Beautiful Love, a waltz composed back in 1931 by Wayne King and Victor Young, played there by Doreen Chadwick. A few weeks back I tracked down, purely by accident I might add, an organist who I had the pleasure of working with back in the days of the organ festivals presented at the Pontins Morecambe Holiday Village venue. We also toured together along with Brian Sharp, featuring the one-of-a-kind Kawai T30 organ, and I even cooperated with him on a couple of cassettes that he produced. His name was, and still is for that matter, Andy Smith, who went on to marry organist Sarah Raybould, who now holds the position of head of the London College of Music. Ironically, I recently transferred a great many of my cassettes to CD, and from one that Andy made on the Technics PCM series of instruments, this is his compilation of the Colonel Bogey March, Bridge Over the River Kwai, The Great Escape, and A Bridge Too Far, in a little musical sequence that he called War Games.
Thank you.
A little compilation titled War Games, played there by Andy Smith, and it was taken from his 1986 cassette called Windsurfer. And in fact, it was mastered in the Granada Television Studios in Manchester. And the sound effects all came from a very ingenious tape effects machine called a Mellotron, not to be confused with the Mellotone, which we heard earlier. The Mellotron housed hundreds of miniature reels of sound effects on magnetic tape, and you just selected the one that you wanted, everything from bird calls to marching feet, tanks and machine guns, because this was well before the days when all kinds of sound effects were built into present-day organs and keyboards. Another of the hundreds of commercial cassettes that I've cleaned up is this next one from blind organist New Zealander Richard Hoare. Now, he sent me this back in 1984, and since then, not a single new release that I know of, which is a great pity, as you'll hear with this version of Love Me Tonight, played on an unnamed electronic organ. Registered as a blind person since he was a mere 20 weeks old, that was New Zealand organist Richard Hoare from a long-ago deleted cassette on the RCA label titled Orchestral Organ, though, as I said in the intro to Love Me Tonight, there's no mention of the actual instrument. Bruno Hoff is one organist I've not featured on the programme for some time, so let's make amends with that oversight right now with the inclusion of this big band arrangement of La Mer, performed on keyboards. Le Maire, track taken from the CD Swing and Ballads, played by Bruno Hoff from Germany. Well, we've heard a German organist, we've heard a New Zealander, and so what better way than to give Swiss-born Kurt Preiner the chance to join the international lineup, and he does so now, also in big band style, with his arrangement on Versi organ of Honky Tonk Train Blues. Honky Tonk Train Blues. Now, Kurt recorded that track back in 1980, and although the recording has long been deleted, an alternative version does appear on his CD Return to Forever, which he shares with John Ward on drums. Well, I had a nice email from someone in France who recently discovered the programme for the very first time, and goes on to compliment me on the audio quality of the shows. So, welcome to you, Yvonne Hanavila, and I hope I've pronounced that correct. However, I can't take the credit for the audio quality on this next track because it was cleaned up and digitised for me by fellow broadcaster Stephen Ashley, who produces and presents the Hot Pipes podcasts. but especially for my new fan, this is the sound of the instrument which used to be very much a part of Parisian life when it was installed in the 6,420-seater Gaumont Palace in Paris. I refer, of course, to the Christie organ, which was safely removed just hours prior to the demolition of the building in 1972 and is now installed elsewhere in the country. Here, then, is one-time resident organist Tommy De Sera to play Tippy Tippy Tin. Tippy Tippy Tin, played there by Tommy De Sera at the former Christie organ, which used to be in the Gaumont Palace in Paris. Nearer home, we have a Christie organ, albeit smaller in size, that has been providing entertainment for the past 40 years for members and visitors to the Harworth Organ Enthusiasts concerts. In point of fact, the organ has been providing entertainment for much longer than the past four decades, because originally it started life out in the Regal Cinema Durham, where it was opened in 1934 as a two-manual eight-rank installation. It was purchased by the Harworth Enthusiasts and over the years has been enlarged to that of a three-manual ten-rank installation with an added piano. Commercial recordings of the organ are few and far between, and so for the first of two tunes to be played by the late David Hamilton, this is the organ recorded during its 10th anniversary celebrations, with David playing Everything Stops for Tea. And the second tune, which also finds a change of instrument to that of the Con 580 Theatret model, we'll hear David play the David Gates composition with the simple title of If. But first, Everything Stops for Tea.
Thank you.
If, played on the con organ, before that Everything Stops for Tea, and both played by David Hamilton. A couple of months ago I attended a concert by the ebullient Dutch organ star Dirk Jan Ranzijn, and what a super concert it was too. In the past, Dirk's programmes have relied quite heavily on romantic, middle-of-the-road and pop instrumental compositions and ballads, but this time it was an all-new Dirk, with a very upbeat programme with good proportion of audience participation, and it certainly was most appreciated by the audience, who were very reluctant to let him go. Well, the applause says it all. Dirk Jan Ranzine live in concert. Although that was not the concert audience I was part of, but it just could well have been. No, those two tracks, Beautiful Sunday and Child's Anthem, are but 14 that appear on his latest CD titled Ranzine Live in Copenhagen, which he recorded only last year. Well, like I said earlier, this is an all-new style of programme from this very popular entertainer, a real organ world showman, and one who spends a great deal of his dates over here appearing in concerts and festivals. Grab yourself a copy of this CD, either from Dirk at one of his concert venues or from MSS with their super-fast mail-order service. Now, next month, I'm going to devote the entire programme to the Hammond organ, because this year sees the 80th anniversary of this pioneering electronic organ. And, as very few people seem to be celebrating the event, I guess it's down to yours truly to make amends for that. So join me, won't you, for 60 minutes of Hammond All-Stars on Organ First Radio. Until then, from yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
Listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.